Today we're taking a look at our human future, and that human future is urban. Here's more of Anne Strainchamps and Chris Anderson imagining the city of tomorrow.
One of the reasons people get scared about the future is they think of a billion Chinese and a billion Indians coming out of poverty into middle class and imagining them taking on the lifestyle that America, say, has had. And if you give all those people a McMansion and two cars and then add up the sums on carbon footprint and what that means, basically, we're screwed. And so the question is, could they leapfrog that model to a better lifestyle model that both has more community and much lower carbon footprint? You could make the case that the right type of city could offer that.
It's so exciting when you think about it. I mean, what you're really saying is, think about the iconic cities that we all love, and we have a chance to build the next one.
That's right, and I don't know that anyone knows exactly what it will look like. There's just so much opportunity for the world's architects, urban planners, designers, inventors, citizens to engage and to take into account some of the stuff we've learned over the last 50 years. You know, humans are such complicated animals. They can't be thought of as just having these simple needs of, oh, I need this space and I need this food and I need this place to work or live or sleep. We care about things like light. We care about things like nature. We care about things like proximity to other people and
beauty.
And some of those things in the last 50 years have driven people out of the cities because cities were ugly and dangerous and stressful. From that vantage point, we've suddenly discovered that we've lost soul, we've lost community, we've lost life and culture, and created these incredibly expensive, wasteful lifestyles that the planet can't sustain. So can we take all of these learnings and create something different, a vibrant living city that brings people together, allows less dependence on expensive forms of transport, more time spent in community and culture, still have some kind of experience with nature? Can we invent this rich, wonderful, thrilling life? I just don't think that there's a bigger design project on the planet right now.